Good morning. Good morning. Steve Schramm here with Faithful Business. Hope you guys are doing absolutely wonderful. I wanted to share with you something that I read recently in a book called It Doesn't Have to Be Crazy at Work. This is by Jason Fried and David Hennemeyer Hansen, also known as DHH. And they are the guys who started and own the company called Basecamp. So Basecamp is a company, but it's also a piece of software that is built to help with project management and things like that. And as some of my clients know, we like to actually work inside of that program to do our work. And so these guys are actually really, really good communicators. They're good thought leaders on business and on productivity and things of that nature. So I really appreciate their work. And I came across, so the way that they write their books is really awesome, I think. They're just, they're short chapters with laser focus, right? Like each particular chapter is kind of laser focused on a particular concept or idea. And it's no fluff kind of stuff. And one of the chapters that they were talking about, they were focusing on this idea of just doing good work, showing up every day, putting good work into the world, and letting the results come forth. Now, I when I started my personal development and business development kind of journey, I guess back in 2015, I got introduced to guys like Michael Hyatt. And if you know anything about Michael Hyatt and those who kind of run within those circles, it's a big emphasis on goal setting. Okay, so I became all about setting quarterly goals and ultimately annual goals as well for things that I wanted to hit. And I'm not here to bash goal setting. Goal setting is not a bad thing, I don't think. But it is procedurally different from what the guys at Basecamp are doing. It struck me when I read that they just don't set goals. Okay, they never set a goal. They don't have goals for income. They don't have goals for staffing. They just don't have goals. What they strive to do is consistently show up and put great work into the world. Now, of course, they do have systems and processes. For example, you might call this a goal. They operate in what they call 6-week sprints, where they're taking on a project, and they are adding a feature to Basecamp or something like that, and they only do that within a 6-week period. And if it doesn't happen in the 6 weeks, they literally drop the project, right? So that's not necessarily a goal. That's a deadline, right? It's a deadline, even though there's maybe a hidden goal in there to actually get finished with the work. But it's a deadline. It's a project deadline. But they're not goal setting. They're not actually setting goals for the outcomes that they're going to make. Now, again, I know there are varying perspectives on this. Be a goal setter. I still set goals from time to time, although I'm a lot more careful about the goals that I set. I'm very careful. Just this is a bonus, okay? But I'm very careful not to set goals over things that I can't control. Right? Now, maybe there's a faith aspect that comes into this that might make that a little different. Maybe you might say you're believing God for a particular result, right, by the end of the year or something like that. I don't know. That's going to be in your personal purview. Me personally, I don't want to set a goal that I write down on paper that I can't structurally work back, right? And that I can't say, okay, here's the goal. What has to happen here, 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 and here, working backwards? What has to happen, this month? What has to happen this week? What has to happen today in order for me to hit that goal that I want to hit? If I can't do that, I am a lot more wary about putting out goals. Now, sometimes I throw a goal into the ether and you know, I feel like the Lord exceeds my expectations. So when I first went full time in January, I set a goal to have 5 new clients, new recurring website clients by June. And I had that, I had met that by the end of that month. So that was an extraordinary situation, but still, you know, it was awesome. It was so cool to see that goal happen so quickly. And I firmly believe that was just the Lord. There's nothing that I could have done, right, that would have just made that happen. So anyway, I just want to encourage you, though, whether or not you're setting goals, that there's nothing more important than consistently showing up and doing good work. Consistency is everything. And I'm, you know, this is something that I think we all struggle with, but in no matter what we're doing, right? If it's publishing our content, if it's showing up to, you know, meetings, if it's just, you know, dialing in and doing the work, you know, I do web design, maybe you're a, you know, a plumber, I don't know, maybe you're a dentist, just consistently showing up and doing great work, just being known for doing great work consistently. In the end, if you run a business that way, you are going to end up smashing any goal that you possibly would set. I would venture to say that if your focus is not on random goals that you've set kind of out of nowhere, but if your focus is instead on consistently doing the very best work that you possibly can, that you're going to come out on top every time. You're going to succeed. You're going to place your focus where others aren't. Others may have their focus on numbers. Others may have their focus on increasing the amount of people, right, that are, you know, clients and leads and all that, whatever. If you just focus on doing great work, okay, that's going to do so much for you. It's going to generate referrals for you. It's going to give you a reputation as being a person who does good work. It's going to give you a reputation as being a person who is consistent. So all these things go to that, right? I think they would make it to where you smashed any goal that you wanted to set, but you might not even have to set goals. Me, I'm being even more careful these days now about goals that I'm setting in my business. I'm going to be very careful not to set goals that are not things that are within my control. And my ultimate goal, I guess, every day, is just going to be consistently doing good work, right? I'm working on some other things. You know, I mean, I'm wanting to get really consistent about publishing. That, to me, is part of consistently doing good work. And, you know, here I am. You know, we're doing it, right? So I would highly encourage you along this thinking. And if you have, you know, anything that you'd like to say about it, I'd love for you to reach out on social media. You know, you can find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, and, I would just greatly appreciate, hearing from you. And I hope you guys have a wonderful day, a wonderful, time working today, whatever you're doing, and a wonderful week. All right. God bless you.